The Sudanese emergency lawyers, who offer free legal advice to political detainees and their families, said last week it was concerned about the detainees' health and called for their immediate release. Lawyer Amira Abbas says nearly 30 detainees who are members of resistance committees and detained at Port Sudan prison in Red Sea State suffer from various health problems, including diabetes. She says prison authorities have denied the inmates an opportunity to seek medical attention, which she says violates the detainees' basic human rights.
They are suffering from underlying diseases and they don't have access to medication because they are lacking medical attention. In addition, the health environment in Port Sudan prison is very bad and they don't have access to pure drinking water.
Earlier this week, Port Sudan prison authorities released four inmates, including a 56-year-old man who suffers from diabetes. The government did not explain why the detainees were freed. Abbas says the group also received credible information from Soba prison in Khartoum, Rabak prison in White Nile State, and Al Jazeera Aba prison in Al Jazeera State that the detainees' health conditions are deteriorating at all three of those facilities.
Some of them have been detained for nearly 3 months, and what we don't understand is whether this is imprisonment or a detention order. None of them have been charged with any offense, but they were arrested and detained by an order from the Security Committee.
Since last year's military coup led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, hundreds of pro-democracy groups and members of resistance committees have been arrested and detained after military leaders declared a state of emergency across the country. Abbas says the detainees include women and children, including a child detained last week who is sick.
The child is supposed to be sitting for basic living examination and he has been suffering from epilepsy, and due to lack of medication and the shock that affected him psychologically, he started bleeding in the police custody in front of the police officers, emergency lawyers, and even in the presence of his mother.
A former detainee who agreed to speak to South Sudan in Focus on condition of anonymity for fear of reprisals from authorities says he spent more than 2 months in Soba prison before being released. The man, whose voice is being distorted for his protection, says many young people are suffering in detention facilities. He says they bring us the first meal at around 6 a.m. and the second meal will be served at around 10 p.m. He says they normally wake us up with a beating and they have attendance checklist 3 times a day. We are beaten, insulted, and face all kinds of humiliation. Abbas is calling on Sudanese authorities to immediately release all the detainees or charge them in a court of law. Sudanese prison officials were not immediately available for comment on this story. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.